talk about contraindications for cupping. So there are a number of cautions and contraindications for cupping therapy that you should be aware of. And this is probably the most important basis for this modality. Because again, cupping is very, very effective and it's very, very powerful. But we just want to make sure that it is the right treatment for our clients. So again, first of all, you want to stay within your scope of practice. You don't want to treat any conditions that you're uncertain about, that you don't know about. It's always good to ask. We have our Facebook group, The Cupping Revolution. You can come on there, you can ask your questions. There's so many practitioners on there who are more than happy to give their input and their advice on any health conditions should you have questions. Of course, you have to follow your college or your licensing authority first and foremost. Now, there are certain contraindications for cupping therapy that are a little more important due to the vascular nature of the effects of cupping therapy. So in some cases, I do say that it is more important, if it is more of a caution, to understand it from a cupping perspective. But generally speaking, you want to follow your college's practices in terms of your indications and your contraindications for cupping. Now, one thing we have to be very mindful of when practicing cupping is cupping is a mechanical device. So we're not putting our hands directly on the body of our clients. We don't have that direct contact with the body to understand what is really going on with the body. So it's really important to communicate with our clients to make sure that they're okay, to make sure that they're comfortable, and to really explain the process of cupping therapy to your clients so that they understand what is about to happen to them and what the potential effects could be with cupping. So it's really important to have that good communication. I also recommend that you get your clients to sign a separate consent form for cupping therapy before you start your first cupping treatment. You may give them a little demo treatment, but once you start cupping them, you may want to just bring out, we have some available again on the Cupping Revolution group in our files. We have a consent form for cupping therapy that is available for practitioners. And it's very helpful because it may just be a reminder to your client to tell you if they're on any medication or any new medication since the last time they filled out a form. It's important to understand if your clients are on medications, particularly blood thinners, but also water pills, pills for the kidneys, and blood pressure medication in general. These are important things to be mindful of when we're doing cupping therapy.